Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey all, Peter Zion here, coming to you from Capitol Reef National Park. We are continuing our series on the future of military technology, and today we're going to talk about staffing and recruitment. What does the United States, or really any country, need if it's going to succeed in this changed era of warfare? Well, the short version is that we really don't know yet, because we haven't invented the future. What we know for sure is that the military is going to have to be more flexible, and if you look at the Ukraine war, it's easy to see why. As little as a year ago in the Ukraine conflict, it was all about fighter jets and bombers and artillery and tanks, but in that time it's evolved completely, with most of those platforms no longer being able to hold their own against evolutions in drone technology, and drones are just the leading edge of this revolution that combines new types of digitization and energy transfer and material science into completely new packages. We now have, for example, our first rocket drones, which have a range of over 1,000 miles that can easily take out a refinery. The world is changing. What we do know is that the old style of doing war, which is basically throwing a bunch of bodies at something else and see who comes out on top, isn't going to work. One of the biggest problems that I have with the current administration, most notably Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, is he doesn't seem to understand how the numbers work. Hegseth is on a roll, basically on the warpath against something that he calls DEI, Diversity, Equity, Inclusion. And the idea that one group should have favoritism over the other, I agree, is silly. But in the military context, that's not how DEI has ever been implemented. DEI in the military is a recruitment tool. Based on how you look at the numbers, at most, 30% of the American population are straight white males. And on average, straight white males are older than the average American population. So no matter what your definition is of what a good soldier, marine, sailor, or airman happens to be, the bottom line is if you're drawing from a small pool that is getting smaller and you're fighting a war of numbers by your own definition, you're gonna lose and lose badly. And that's before you consider the changes that are coming to the technology. We need better skill sets embedded within the system, and that means recruiting people in a different way than how we do it now. Right now, we generally bring in people in the age bracket of roughly 17 to 25, and we break them down, we indoctrinate them into the system, train them on systems that have existed not for years, but for decades. Well, that's not going to work when the technological time to target is measured in weeks to months. We also need to change procurement. The idea that the military goes out there and says what it wants, and then private military contractors go out and design the system, basically parade it in front of the military to see what works, and then years from now we get a prototype, and years after that we get mass production, that won't work, because this all has to go from the point of imagination to the point of deployment in less than a year. So everything about how we fight right now needs to evolve, and that means a broader skill set with as wide of a diversity of backgrounds as possible. And so why, while we're going through these transitions, will you tell anyone in the United States who is a woman or who is black or who is Hispanic or who is gay that they have limitations on how they could choose to serve their country? It just doesn't make any sense from a strategic point of view. About the only argument that I have seen that argues for a different direction in order to maintain power is basically the Elon Musk approach, which is to basically go out for everyone who is a white straight male who has employees, go out, sleep with 12 of them, and start generating a new white race. Well, you know, I don't know if you knew how math works, but if that all happens today, you're not going to get your new crop of your new race for 18 years, and we will be on the other side of this military transition by then. We need to work with what we have, and that means using the skill sets of absolutely everyone who has an interest of being in the U.S. military.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.